Anyway, I've got a quick question for you. This is a question from Philip Chu in the US, and he says he finds he's got a question about vitamin C. Some scientists seem to believe that it's the panacea for everything, and other scientists believe that the effects of vitamin C, I'm presuming this is large doses, are negligible. What's the general, you know, the general scientific gist on it?
Well, Linus Pauling, who got the Nobel Prize in biochemistry, used to take megadoses of vitamin C, and he did live to be in his 90s, but then so do lots of people who don't take megadoses of vitamin C. People have done clinical trials on this to see if taking vitamin C does translate into better health. The evidence is if you are vitamin C deficient and you get scurvy, that's very bad, but you don't need very, very much vitamin C in order not to get scurvy, and scurvy is incredibly rare in the population now. So warding off scurvy is probably not a good enough reason to want to take megadoses of vitamin C. In terms of warding off coughs and colds and things, there have been a number of trials, and the only one that really showed any major benefit was in Scandinavian cross-country skiers who took big doses of vitamin C. They found that with severe exercise, they were slightly lower risk of catching a virus or viral infection of some kind if they took the vitamin C compared with when they didn't. So probably because you're exposed to harsh conditions, cold air, your airways are getting very dried out, perhaps the vitamin C helps to ward off the damage to your airways caused by those conditions and therefore reduces the risk of the airways becoming vulnerable to viral attack. But under normal circumstances, I haven't found any evidence that people are better protected if they take vitamin C.
And there was also a paper, I think, about a year or so ago that showed actually if you take vitamin supplements, you're more likely to die.
So. Well, there was one showing that vitamin E, because everyone put themselves on vitamin E thinking because this dissolves in fat, perhaps it will reduce the rate at which arteries get clogged up by cholesterol, because when cholesterol is oxidised, it's more likely to block up arteries. So if you take something that dissolves in fats and hence is close to the cholesterol, vitamin E, perhaps that will stop it. And people who were on vitamin E started to have more heart attacks than people who weren't. So not very good news.
The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.